AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. China says it is not responsible, and the White House says it's not clear yet who is behind the hacker attack on U.S. government computers. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the FBI is working on finding the responsible party.
When it comes to China, you all know that the president has frequently, including in every single meeting that he's conducted with the current Chinese president, raised China's activities in cyberspace as a significant source of concern.
Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, thinks this could lead to other cyber attacks.
This is the kind of information that can be used for a cascading series of further breaches. So this is awfully bad. It may be about as bad as it gets in the non-classified realm.
Crews are working on cleanup in northern Colorado from two tornadoes.
Right now, what we know is that we have three homes destroyed and another 12 damaged. They're doing better damage assessments this morning now that it's light out and the weather has cleared up.
Lori Hodges is with the Larimer County Emergency Management. More severe weather is possible today in Colorado. Criminal charges are being filed against the Catholic Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis over the handling of clergy sex abuse claims. Six counts accuse the Archdiocese of failing to protect children. The unemployment rate edged up a bit last month, but the AP's Jerry Bodlander reports job growth exceeded expectations.
Analysts were expecting that around 225,000 jobs were created, but the May report came in much stronger at 280,000.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 45 points. A prosecutor in France says the co-pilot with a history of depression who crashed a Germanwings airliner into the French Alps had reached out to dozens of doctors ahead of the crash. Representatives from the Taliban met with a large group of Afghan women in Oslo in an attempt to end the war in Afghanistan. This is AP Radio News. The favorite for the Triple Crown is going through some light workouts, preparing for the Belmont Stakes. The AP's Warren Levinson is in New York.
On the eve of potential horse racing history, the word happy keeps popping up around American Faro. Owner Ahmed Zayat says the colt, a mile and a half away from the first Triple Crown in 37 years, gives him a lot of confidence.
He's coming in very healthy, carrying his weight. He doesn't show any sign of wear and tear. And he's a happy horse.
American Faro will go off as an odds-on favorite, trailed by Frosted and Materiality, horses he already beat in last month's Kentucky Derby. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
The price of a private lunch with billionaire Warren Buffett has topped $1.5 million. The auction ends tonight. The money helps the poor and homeless in San Francisco. The bidding is still below the 2012 number, more than $3 million, the most expensive charity item ever sold on eBay. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.